Ben McGowan is one of the coordinators behind Try. Morning, Ben.
Morning, Joseph.
What will this increase in tariffs in Victoria, do you think, mean for your project?
Fantastic news for us. We've got, we're working at the moment on a mini-grid project in Yakandanda, a community mini-grid. And the first stage in that is to, we're doing a solar bulk buy. So Yakandanda's already got about 30% solar penetration, so about 30% of the households have solar on their roofs already. But we're now, in partnership with AusNet Services, putting a package together for those other people who don't yet have solar panels, to put solar panels on their roofs. So the first thing about the increase in the feed-in tariff is, for us, the argument for doing that is much stronger. It's a much fairer system. As you mentioned in introduction there, it moves the price you get for the feed-in much closer to the 30 cents that you're paying for electricity. So that's it's a fairer system, and it's a better economic outcome as well, I guess, quicker to pay off the solar panels and as well. So the argument for us become a lot easier to encourage people to make that switch, which is fantastic. The second thing about this community mini grid that we're working on is, I think as Gwen was saying from Chef, he was sort of saying, well, at $0.05. Perhaps I'm thinking about shifting off the grid altogether to buying a battery and to going off grid. And the partnership we've got with AusNet Services, obviously they're managing the eastern part of Victoria, the whole poles and wires, the whole grid. And they're sort of thinking, well, what's this going to mean for us if people are thinking about doing that? How do we manage a grid with less and less people on it? So the mini grid project is thinking about how do we keep people actually on the grid, how do we keep people sharing electricity, and this moving to that higher feed-in tariff, it's going to mean that it's a lot easier for people to say, well, maybe it is worth staying on the grid, maybe it is worth thinking about this mini-grid project which we're proposing, which will be the sharing of electricity across the community. So it makes our job a lot easier, which is fantastic.
When you look at how it has been, or what the amount has been in Victoria, 5 cents per kilowatt hour, I mean, it's more than doubling. From that perspective, it's a big markup. However, it still falls far below what that same energy then gets retailed for by big energy retailers. Is it enough to make really that big a difference?
I don't know whether it's going to make... I think it's enough to change, perhaps. Just interesting to hear Glenn's perspective, and it is something that's in the front of people's mind, that 5 cents is not a lot, but the getting closer to, as you say, more than double that. I don't know how that's going to be for people's household economies, but I do think it's going to get people thinking a little bit more along the lines of perhaps we're moving now towards a system where I might like to stay connected. Perhaps we are. I think there's been a lot of frustration with the uncertainty of how the energy system's playing out, in Australia generally. So I think this positive step forward to say, okay, we are starting to think about how we can have a fairer system that works for people, and it works for people who have got solar panels. I think that's going to give them, certainly it's a positive a step in the right direction, so that's important.
Just lastly, on your goal at Try, totally renewable Yakandanda, which is to get the town completely renewable by 2020, 2017 now, in fact it's autumn, first day of autumn, so we're not that far off 2020, it's only 3 years away.
Yep, no.
You're going to get there?
2022, Joseph, so we've got, which gives us a little bit more time, but... Look, we have made a lot of progress. Our first sort of step was really just to do some advocacy, get some of the big electricity users in town to think about making that switch, and a few have, which has been fantastic. The supermarket there and the hospital, for instance, and also encouraging local households to take on some solar. So that's been our first stage, and then our second stage really is starting now, which is the mini grid. So in partnership with AusNet Services, so that's beginning to roll out now. We're encouraging Yakanbanda residents to participate in a solar bulk buy, which will be battery ready, and then the second stage will be adding the batteries when each household's individual economy becomes right for that, adding the batteries, and then sharing the electricity across town will help get us close to that goal again. And then finally, the final step is AusNet Services, the preliminary advice that we've got is we can get Yak to about 90% with this community mini grid, and the last 10%, we're thinking perhaps that will be something like whether it's somewhere around Yakanbanda or the Indigo Shire, more broadly, some sort of solar and battery plant installation, which again, that'll use the whole 4 and 5 years, I think. But so it is a tight schedule, but we're pretty excited to be really moving forward with this mini grid plan, and we think it's got we think it's likely that we're going to be able to use this partnership with AusNet Services, use this community mini grid and the solar battery plant to to get us to 100% by 2022. So we're all pretty optimistic and excited.
This might boost it along. Thank you very, very much for being with us this morning, Ben.
Thanks for having me on, Joseph.